listener production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Schau with you. Victoria's state government has 2 weeks to come up with a better pay deal. That's according to the Nursing and Midwifery Federation state branch, its members voting in favour of industrial action. That's after knocking back a 3% pay rise every year. The action could see beds closed and some elective operations cancelled. Spring Street has defended its role in the cancellation of the 2026 Commonwealth Games. The inquiry into the initial bid has handed down its interim report. Committee Chair David Limbrick says the decision to bid for the Games was a stuff-up. There were 23 findings in the interim report, including that the risks of hosting a large multi-city event contributed to blowouts. Morwell was set to be one of the 5 major Games hubs, while Shepparton would have hosted a number of events. Making other news today, Brendan Sokoluk, who lit the deadly Churchill fire in Gippsland on Black Saturday, has reportedly been granted release by the parole board. And it was washed out last year, so organisers of Moama Lights are expecting a huge event this year to make up for those who missed out. Also boasting ice skating, Murray River Council's Christy Hayes says it all kicks off on July 5.
So it runs for the 3 weeks between Thursday and Sunday. So we've got 30,000 tickets and we're pretty confident that people will snap them all up pretty quickly.
Could this be where their VPL2 season truly kicks off? Well, that's what the Goulburn Valley Suns are wondering after their first win of the season against Dubberton over the weekend. Coach Craig Carley says on their best day, they have the potential to beat anyone.
We've played some good games and obviously been on the wrong end of the results. But, you know, if we can perform consistently like we did against Dubberton, the confidence is high and, you know, we'll pick up a lot more points moving forward.
And 2 Gippsland clubs are on the receiving end of some AFL greats in this year's Carlton draft. Last night's draft saw Bunyip pick up Isaac Smith. Meantime, mid-Gippsland league side Toora Magpies have nabbed Dylan Buckley. Play gets underway towards the end of the month.